The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
What's the top of the hour, America? Bill Martinez here with you. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. We say you are welcome. Your opinion really does count here. You know, Scott, people are really concerned about the Hillary numbers versus the Trump numbers. We had the analysis of Dr. Paul Kengor the other day. And I felt kind of like, you know, like what you said, and that is that, you know, Trump has a lot of dry powder yet. And there's a lot of ammunition in those guns. And I don't even think he's really let out the big guns. And I think he just cannot wait to start pointing those towards one Hillary Clinton. What do you think?
I agree. And, you know, I don't disagree with what Dr. Kengor said yesterday. Obviously, she is getting more more votes than him right now. But if she has if the Democrats have a bigger pool in their primaries to choose from, they're all going to get more votes than him. Things tend to change when you start getting independents and, and other people involved.
Well, of course, and as he mentioned, you know, you had 17 people vying initially. Now you're down to three. It's just her and Bernie at this point, too. So that could have, you know, some influence on those numbers. But Trump again said, you know, rather confidently that he's going to beat her, right? I mean, listen to this. Listen to what he said.
Wouldn't have a chance of running.
Well, I asked you this last time, and I'm sure you thought about it. Do you think the FBI is straight up? Do you think that Comey, the director, is playing politics, or is he going to do an honest investigation and tell the folks what really happened?
Well, I hear fantastic. I don't know him. I hear fantastic things, beyond fantastic. Now, with that being said, I just don't know what goes on behind the scenes. I can say that I hope he's straight up. I think if he's straight up, that she's not going to be able to run. No. I hope she can run in one way, because I would love to run against her. I'll beat her. And Cruz can't beat her. And Kasich, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, but that's what they say
44.
About you. You know, you guys all say that about each other. So
take a look at the new polls. Take a look at the new polls. Okay, just take a look at the new polls.
Right.
And you'll see what happens. Remember this, Bill. I haven't even started yet.
God help us.
That's why we say hi to kids. It's just beginning, Scott. I mean, it is just going to be incredible. And, you know, Megan was pointing to that this morning as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, and for those Republicans and conservatives who have said, you know, Donald Trump isn't even really a conservative. Well, he had this to say to them.
Vote for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we will get wiped out if they do that. We're not going to let it happen. So what happens is this. So Cruz gets just killed. Kasich gets killed. So now, I mean, these guys have been doing this stuff all their life. I've only been doing it for 9 months, right? And they have to double-team me. They have to double-team me. You know, we took them out one by one. We have low-energy Jeb Bush. Going to be nice to Jeb, but I saw he was interviewed today by somebody at NBC, and he said bad things. He said he is not a conservative.
Give me a break.
He is not a conservative. I am actually a conservative, but I'm like smart too. Well, we have all this stuff. It's like, no, I was going to be nice to him because I like a lot of the people that have disappeared one after another.
Well, you know, just because you're a conservative doesn't mean you're dumb. But anyway,
he's conservative, but he's smart too.
Yeah, but he's smart too. I kind of like this.
Nobody's safe from the fire.
No, not at all. Well, you know, and that's the way Trump is. I mean, his kids say, "Look at it. If you, if you punch Donald Trump, he is a great counterpuncher, and he's not going to just, just tap you. I mean, he's going to hit you right in the teeth, isn't he?"
Yeah, and the one thing that really, I always thought Romney was a little too nice when it came to the business side of things, when talking with Obama about businesses. They're not going to have that same luxury with Trump. If you're trying to talk business, he's going to talk business.
Oh, when he's in his wheelhouse, are you kidding me? He's going to have fun here. Let the shredding begin, I would say. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez live. More coming up right after this.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And don't forget, you can send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Jordan Goodman is with us, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. For 18 years, Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, as always, good to have you with us. How are you doing this morning?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, let's talk about student loans. I mean, yeah. We're coming into that season. We've been hearing a lot on the campaign trail from, of course, it started with Bernie, and Hillary got tired of getting burned by it, so she jumped in too, huh?
Yeah, they're basically saying free tuition for all colleges, and Hillary said in her acceptance speech, no more debt for students when you graduate. They should have no debt. It's a wonderful idea. It doesn't have to be realistic, but there we are. I mean, the current situation, Bill, is there's $1.3 trillion in student loan debt outstanding. The graduation season we're about to go through in the next month or so will add another $100 billion to that. So we'll be up to about $1.4 trillion. The average student has about $30,000 in debt when they graduate. That's the average. Now, a lot of people with $50,000, $150,000, you know, huge amounts. And then if they go to graduate school, business school, law school, medical school, another $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 on top of that. So it's just totally out of control, the amount of debt people have these days.
We're enslaving these young kids right off the bat, Jordan. I mean,
right.
How can they go out and get the, you know, forget about the American dream of owning a home. You know, they've got their tuition debt to manage.
Correct. It's a 30-year loan as well. So it's like they're giving them a mortgage before they even get their first job. Over 50% of the people who are going to graduate this year are going to go back and live at home again.
I'm hearing servicing their debt.
They can't do anything else.
I'm hearing Tennessee Ernie Ford in the background. You remember Tennessee Ernie
yes.
Ford. 16 tons, right? Most everybody else doesn't, but you and I, because we do it old school, man. That's how we roll.
Absolutely.
But there's nothing new. Nothing new under the sun. They just keep on trying to enslave us. But if we're open to that, and this is where millennials need to wise up a little bit, is they still have to be careful. They may have something for you in one hand, but there's something in the other that's behind their back.
Very much so, yeah. So when they sign up, I mean, it's the only loan you can take on. When you're 18, you have no credit record, you have no earnings, you don't even know what you want to do in your life, and they give you tens of thousands of dollars of debt. It's just totally ridiculous, but that's what people are in. So let me give some practical things that people can do if they're in that circumstance. All right, the first thing is if they got a whole bunch of loans and a whole bunch of different interest rates, they can consolidate it using the Department of Education's consolidation program. It'll save you some money, and at least you'll have one loan instead of many. There's a website for that, consolidatecollege.com, that can take you through the whole process. So it helps a little bit. You get to the lowest possible interest rate. The second thing you can do is there's something called the income-based repayment, or the IBR program, which says if you pay the minimum amount for 10 years in your student loans and you qualify, no matter how much you owe after 10 years, the rest of it is forgiven. Now, to qualify for that, you have to work for the government, state, local, federal, post office, military, any kind of government agency. You have to work for the nonprofit 501c3 sector. It could be a hospital, a charity, church, anything like that. Or you have what's called hardship provisions, which shows you're really up against it and you need relief. Mm-hmm. And then you can get that same IBR program. That same website I just gave you, consolidatecollege.com, can help you figure out if you can do that IBR program. So those are two things you can do. And the third thing, which a lot of people don't realize is possible, Bill, is you can refinance your student loans mm-hmm. to as low as 2%. Now, that you would combine any federal loans you have, which may be in the 5 or 6% range, with private loans, which might be 8, 9, 10%, into one loan at a 2% rate and save yourself a ton of money and pay it off much quicker. There's a place called Social Finance, which does that, and their website is SOFI.com/moneyanswers. I know it's me that way, and make sure you get the best possible deal to refinance your student loan. So don't get rid of it, but I'm trying to help people pay it off a little bit quicker.
Jordan, let's go back and rewind here. I mean, we've seen costs for college tuition be on the rise over the last two decades exponentially. Right. What's run away on us on that?
Well, I think they know that they've got the money from the federal government to pay for it, so they can do these things. I mean, you're right. The college tuition's been up 5-6% at the private schools. At public schools, it's been up 20% and 30% in many cases. Last year, the University of California system raised tuition 39%. So it's just totally crazy. Because they're getting less support from the state, they're putting more of the tuition burden on students. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the few areas, healthcare is another one, that there is inflation. The official inflation rate is maybe 1% or 2%. This is double, triple that, and in many cases way more than that. People want these fancy athletic fields and wonderful food and chefs and beautiful dormitories. Well, it's all cost something, mm-hmm. and it's being placed on the students with an enormous burden that's literally going to last them 30 years and change society. And as you exactly said, people can't go out and start a family, buy a home, buy a car, kind of get going in life if they've got $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 in student loan debt. And I get emails, and I'm glad to get emails from your listeners as well at moneyanswers.com. I get emails from people saying, I'm working in Walmart for $10 an hour, and I've got $60,000 student loan debt. You know, how long is it going to take me to pay it off? How many lifetimes do you have, basically?
Exactly, right. Well, it's indentured servitude, and at least in this case, whether through the IBR program or something, at least it's only 10 years as opposed to till death do us part, right?
That's a new program that started in 2009. People don't remember. When Obamacare came in 2009, they said, well, while we're taking all the healthcare industry, let's do the education business as well. So they restructured the student loan program and basically kicked the banks out of it. So all these federal loans you get are directly from the Department of Education today, and part of that was the IBR program. So it's been around since 2009, and it certainly helped some people, but we haven't gotten to 10 years yet, so people haven't actually had their loans forgiven. But, you know, coming down the road, we'll get some people who are in the military, government service, nonprofit, get some of their loans forgiven anyway.
Well, here we are, what, $1.5 trillion roughly, looking at $2 trillion and not too long from now. Right. I mean, that is a mounting debt, and so what's going to happen with all that forgiveness?
Well, I mean, it's going to go on the taxpayer. That's clear.
Yeah, of course.
They borrowed the money.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
They borrowed the money. It's just not going to get repaid. That's all. But, I mean, the idea is they're trying to encourage people to go into a nonprofit sector or government work, which is going to pay less. So one benefit you get by earning less is you get some forgiveness on your loans. That's the idea behind it.
Well, we know, Jordan.
Work that well.
Yeah, as you lay this out, now, if you didn't understand why the kids are filing so long and hard behind one Bernie Sanders,
exactly.
Maybe now you have a little better understanding. And no doubt about it that just as Trump has raised the focus on immigration and the wall down south, Bernie has definitely increase the itch on tuition.
Well, that's why he's got everybody in college wants to vote for him. I think free tuition is a wonderful idea. Just who's going to pay for the college if the students don't contribute anything? It's very idealistic, but not going to happen.
Well, then we end up with robotic teachers. I mean, China's already, with all the experimentation they're doing with robots, maybe that's what we end up with, robotic teachers. And
maybe robots won't demand tenure either. Yes.
Well, and we won't have to, we'll figure out a faster way to reproduce the books so that because somebody changes one page of the chapter.
Well, e-books work very well.
I mean,
in fact, what's happening, Bill, is because of all this, education is changing. A lot of people say, no, I don't want to take on $50,000, $100,000 in debt. So they're doing distance learning. They're doing these places like Coursera and Udacity, right. You know, kind of online education.
Exactly.
It's getting to the breaking point right now. There's 150 colleges with tuition over $60,000 a year. And some people say, I don't care how good a school is, I'm not taking on that kind of debt.
Yep, that's it. Well, Jordan, we're all wrapped up. Where can people go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to get emails from your listeners. And there's all kinds of resources to help people in all areas of personal finance.
Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Jordan, it's always good to have you with us.
Now, at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar, your choice just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is gonna be the best day of my life. My life. This is gonna be the best day of my life. My life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online,
over 270 markets across the country via shortwave. Thank you very much, our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us here on Bill Martinez Live. Bruce Thatcher is waiting in the wings. We're going to bring him on here in a second. But I'm kind of shocked here, Scott. I'm reading Drudge, and it talks about Paul Simon, his new song. He drops a couple of ironic F-bombs in this great new single, Cool Papa Bell. I mean, when you and we can bring Bruce on. Bruce, you can comment on this too. You know, when you hit a certain age, I mean, do kind of like F-bombs just kind of fall out of the vocabulary? I mean, why would you do that? As great an artist that you are, and he's got F-bombs, he's got the S-word in there, I guess. So, I mean, here we are, we're bringing attention to it. Everybody's, oh, God, I gotta listen to the song. But
is he trying to get the young crowd?
I don't know. Well, you know, Bruce, they're saying that he figures, well, radio isn't going to play his records anymore. And that's not true. Even in our bumpers, we have You Can Call Me Al, a couple other things there from Paul Simon. We love him, but he's, you know, at that point he just says, throws all caution to the wind, maybe, and hey, a little F-bomb is not going to hurt anybody, I guess.
No, but it'll offend a lot.
Yeah, exactly, and it's just, you know, is this all just representative of the political environment that we're in, where, you know, the language has gotten coarse, and we've just lost our delicacy here in this country? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I think that it is definitely becoming, it is part of the society now.
Yeah, it is, you know, with the music, certain amounts of music, and that particularly in the rap genre and the way things are expressed, it's just a lack of creativity. But anyway, Bruce Thatcher is with us. He is the immigration expert, let me tell you, author of the Breakthrough book. It's been out for a while, and if you don't have your hands on it, you need to, because the immigration issue is going to be with us. No matter what happens, no matter how tall the wall gets, I don't know if there's a wall that's just tall enough. But Bruce has written, you know, the definitive book on immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He is the founder of History Speaks Today. And if you think that immigration isn't an issue, all you have to do is look at Los Angeles and what happened there last night. Not necessarily a real warm welcome towards the presidential hopeful, one Donald Trump, huh?
Not really warm, but it sure points out that it's a hot issue.
Yes. And the thing is that between our president and those that do not want to follow the rule of law, they've just exacerbated the problem all the more, haven't they?
Well, they've made the problem much worse, much worse. Now, maybe that's a good thing because it brings it up to the consciousness of the American people, but the subject is going to be very much in the forefront all the way through the election, and I hope well after the election, too. I looked at the websites and what the two candidates, Trump and Clinton, had to say about immigration, and their positions couldn't be more starkly different. It just strikes you. Clinton calls for comprehensive reform with a pathway to citizenship, and I'm quoting, and Trump asks for comprehensive reform with a wall along the southern border. Again, it's a quote, but Trump's plan proceeds from national interest. And he says he wants to put the needs of working people first. Then he lists basic principles and some specific actions. Clinton's program doesn't list any general principle, but she lists seven general action areas that she promises to do. And all of them are focused on the needs of immigrants, both legal and illegal. She does not mention any national interests, and that just sets out the difference between the two policies.
And unfortunately, the body politic is going to have a hard time understanding that, because Hillary Clinton is an artist in terms of language to get people to believe almost the opposite of what she's saying. I mean, you've got to really go into the depths of what she's talking about to really understand, in much the same way that Barack Obama said, get ready, we're going to transform this country. Well, people heard what they wanted to hear in terms of transformation. And, you know, when we get a couple of years down the road going, whoa, I'm not sure I understood it that way.
Well, she does. And some of her specific actions are good examples of exactly that. For instance, one of the seven she lists is do everything possible under the law to further protect families. Now, that doesn't say anything unless you look further, but interestingly enough, she also says she's going to defend President Obama's DACA and DAPA executive actions, which are the subject of a Supreme Court case now being determined. So you do have, whereas Trump's program on immigration is just incredibly specific. You don't have any questions about what he's saying.
Well, this is the beauty of dealing with a non-politician. They just speak language. I mean, they speak the language you understand. You deal with a politician. She's been doing this, you know, all her life. She's the art, you know, of the linguist in terms of twisting words and, you know, finding yourselves in that situation that Justice Antonin Scalia would declare as applesauce, because you go, well, you know, I'm not tracking with you. And, you know, and the thing is, Bruce, you and I have had this discussion, you know, forever, it seems like. But again, you know, people need to understand immigration works when it's win-win for everybody. It's got to be win-win for the immigrant, win-win for, you know, for the nation. And we've short-circuited that in order to accommodate specific interests. And most of those interests, I would argue, I know some would say, yeah, the Republicans want jobs and you've got the Democrats wanting votes. But, you know,
well, those are our interests.
Yes. Yeah. That's yeah.
So, and when you look at Clinton's specific points, every one of them is focusing on a specific voting constituency.
Mm-hmm.
You can just see that in it. And I'm not saying Trump isn't focusing on voting constituencies, but he is focused on the basic principles for immigration. He's set out, he's defined a national interest that's supposed to support. She hasn't. Mm-hmm. He has made a very huge point. It's probably the biggest point of his plan, that the laws and constitutions of the United States will be defended. And her plan specifically talks about what she's going to do outside the laws and the Constitution.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And, so you may disagree with certain specific points in either plan, and I do, but by golly, with the Trump plan, you know exactly what he's saying and exactly where he stands.
Well, the rule of law, which we say we want to abide to, you know, when you break the law, there is pain. And there's going to be some pain here, no doubt, in reconciling the degree to which we've broken the law and how these families are going to be impacted and how we handle this. I mean, either we are a nation of laws or we're not. And that's what this all comes down to, doesn't it, Bruce? I mean, you've got Hillary that wants to leave it kind of open and you know, and kind of accommodate whatever these numbers are. I mean, you know, first started at 6 million. It's now grown to 13, you know, which could easily beget 32 million. And that's on top of 1 million legal immigrants that we allow every year. How do you allow 1 million to come in every year? And now in 1 year, you're going to assimilate over 30 million people.
Well, of course, we're not going to assimilate.
It's going to implode the system. I mean, yeah, and so the deal is that Trump is saying either we're a nation of laws, we believe in the rule of law, and we need to make decisions and choices based on that. And when that happens, sometimes it gets painful. It's going to be harsh because that's what the rule of law does, and we need to understand people have broken the law, and I would say on both sides. I'm not saying just the immigrants. I'm saying those that have accommodated that behavior as well, right?
Right. That's what it is, and we've got to face up to it.
Well, it's going to be a tough pill to swallow, there's no doubt, and a lot of people are going to be affected by this. But the future of this country lies in the balance. Bruce Thatcher, author of the breakthrough new book, Immigration, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce, as always.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, ready or not, it's Bill Martinez here. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us. Don't forget to send me an email. Say, hey, Martinez, I want those tickets to Climate Hustle movie, okay? Go to climatehustlemovie.com. You can find out what theater in your neighborhood is going to be showing that special screening. A Fathom event Monday night, 7 p.m. across the country. It is rather powerful. I mean, what they're going to demonstrate to you. They've got it's a great debate, and both sides are represented on this whole issue. You can look at the facts for what they are. And the cool thing about this is, by and large, I mean, this isn't government supported. So you know that you're going to be able to get the truth, and hopefully most of the truth. It's going to be quite enlightening, especially, you know, if you're so fixed in your ideology about this, maybe you don't want to do it. But heck, look at it. It's a free movie. Why not? Just get some popcorn, go make it a date night, have some fun, and we'll keep the conversation going on. So just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We'll send you a pair of tickets. Have a good time. It'll be on us. Coach Kevin Collins is with us, holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, having served stateside during Vietnam. He's a retired New York City police officer, a member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach, it's always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Got to get that plug in for the new site, thecoachesteam.com.
Coachesteam.com, that is the new site. Don't forget that adjective article, right?
Yes.
Very important.
Hey, listen, we got some real important scandals going on in New York City.
Yeah, what's happening, Coach? I've heard rumblings here. What's going on? Outside of Paul Simon dropping F-bombs in his new single, but maybe he knows more about the scandals. Maybe that's why he's cussing. I don't know.
This is metastasizing, growing. It's bigger than anything I really ever remember in New York City because of the scope of it at the beginning. I mean, it's starting out with five different agencies. throw them out. And but we have to go back a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know it's made national news that after 22 years as the Speaker of the Assembly in New York City, Democrat Sheldon Silva mm-hmm. was tried, convicted, and sent to prison for corruption. And in short order, as a matter of fact, pretty much at the same time, the U.S. attorney also tried the Republican leader of the Senate, and would come as a great surprise to people around the country that the Republicans do control the Senate in New York State. And he made an announcement that publicly said, "I'm coming after you, Governor Cuomo." Now, a month later, he did a quiet U-turn. And no, we're not going after Cuomo. Now, shortly thereafter, all of these scandals seem to start breaking. And give you an idea how wide it is. Several years ago, we had the famous Knapp Commission in New York City, where Whitman Knapp, a special prosecutor, ripped his way through the New York City Police Department, as it should have been, and cleaned it out, a lot of the corruption. Mm. But that was confined to the police department.
Exactly.
This is now, and a lot of cops and detectives. The new scandal has big bosses involved. Matter of fact, the chief of the department, not the police commissioner, not how it works here, left. And this was a black guy, and de Blasio passed him over for police commissioner. And of course, this guy said, "Yeah, he did it. He didn't want to have a black police." Nonsense. This guy, as it turns out, is up to his eyeballs with that. Now, this flops over and gets involved with de Blasio actually getting on the phone from his office in City Hall and soliciting contributions to his dummy corporations that were slush funds so that he could control elections in upstate districts.
Wow. Yeah. Coach, this is crazy.
Yeah, so yeah. Here's my theory on this, to tie this up. I think Cuomo sat down with Preet Bharara, who's the U.S. attorney, and said, "Look, here's a nice big fat envelope with names, places, dates, amounts that will nail de Blasio. I'll give it to you if you leave me alone."
Mm.
I think that's the deal. Now, how is that going to help Trump? It's going to help Trump enormously, because it makes the point that it's a corrupt system. It will absolutely paralyze the New York City Democrat structure just at a time when they need to be helping Clinton. And it gives Cuomo a chance. It gives him a plausible excuse for staying out of it, which is what he wants, because he doesn't want Clinton to be the president. He thinks, like all Democrats, that Trump will fail and he'll come back in 4 years and he'll run.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not going away. It'll still be live on November 8th.
You know, Coach, a lot of people, because of Trump and everything and all the possibilities, and the media have just been wearing themselves out over Trump. They overlook greatly the dismemberment of the Democratic Party. I mean, what's happening in the Republican Party is a mirror of what's going on in the Democrats in many ways. Isn't that so?
Oh, absolutely. And you got to look at the stark difference between turnout. How's this in Pennsylvania, in terms of millennials?
Mm-hmm.
Trump got 189,000 people 30 and under to vote for him. Clinton got 33,000. Now, you know, that's very telling, but not as telling as Trump's remark at the end of his victory speech on Tuesday night, when he threw out some bait media, and it's funny. The media is getting smart. Anybody that's ever had a pest problem, a rodent or a some kind of a four-legged animal around you want to get rid of, you notice that these things get smart. So that the bait that you used last spring doesn't work this year. Well, the media is finally getting smart, and they're not fighting for this war on women nonsense. Mm-hmm. Only Hillary picked it up when Trump said if she was a man, she'd only have 5%.
Right.
And she only has the women's thing, the card to play, and women don't like her. Well, nobody bid for that, but it's because they know that it's the truth. They know it because they all saw the McLaughlin and Associates poll 3 weeks ago that was absolutely disastrous for Hillary Clinton. Women do not like her right across the board.
Well, this is going to be interesting. You know, we've been saying that here you've got, you know, for all intent and purposes, the presumptive nominees is Hillary and Trump. Trump said, look, I hadn't even begun, you know, to work toward her. And he's got an argument when he says, look, you know, there were 17 on the stage. And here it is, me and two stragglers. He's been able to dismantle them. So what are the chances of him being able to do this to one Hillary Clinton, you know, certainly, I would say, probably the most powerful political machine in America today.
Oh, yeah. Look, the people that he dispatched were politically wrong, but they were nowhere near as flawed as this felon that the Democrats are putting up to run against Trump. She is a walking target-rich environment.
And that's if she stays there, you know, through the campaign. If something doesn't happen, depending on what's going on with the investigation with the FBI and, of course, all that, Coach, that we can talk about on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more from Coach Kevin Collins. Don't forget his new website, thecoachesteam.com. Right, Coach?
That's right. Thanks, Bill.
There it is. 19 before the top of the hour right now. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This report is brought to you by Mayflower. Millennials are being lured by major cities, but what will attract them to your city? The 2016 Mayflower Mover Insights Study discovered where and why millennials are moving. With 1 in 5 millennials moving in the past year, these insights may be the difference between your city seeing the headlights or taillights of a Mayflower moving truck. Of millennials who have moved, nearly half identified love as a reason for moving. Millennials identified experiences as important for relocating, with food and restaurants as the top priority. Millennials continue to be enamored by urban centers, with nearly 6 in 10 wanting to live in or near a big city. Melissa Sullivan, Director of Marketing, Mayflower.
Our Mayflower agents across the country are moving millennials as they begin new chapters of their lives, and many agents report new careers, relationships, and experiences as drivers of this generation's moves. Findings from our study help us analyze where our customers move and why they are moving.
For moving tips, visit Mayflower.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Wall. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at SaveTheStorks.com. SaveTheStorks.com. I am so grateful for their hard work. 21 buses they have out there across the country planted in front of abortion clinics to give women an option and to understand what it is they're about to do. They offer a free sonogram to these women. 85% of the women that get on the bus, they change their mind and they choose life. And Save the Storks doesn't just say, hey, fine, you know, see ya, hasta la visco. They say, look, we're gonna go on this journey with you. You've made a decision for life. We know there's more decisions to come. There's gonna be some needed support. Unlike, with Planned Parenthood. I mean, that Abby Johnson attested to and that she attests along with other experiences and testimonies of former Planned Parenthood employees that say, look at, hey, they're in the business of aborting babies. That's it. It's done. We got your money. Hasta. We'll see you later. And they're out the door. Save the Storks. They're in there in the long term, in the journey with these mothers and in cases, some cases, fathers as well, helping them along to the very end. I thank you so much for joining with us to partner and help them get there. They've got 21 more buses online getting ready to release. They need some, added push and support. So whatever you can donate, it will be appreciated. Give them a call at 844-578-6757, 844-578-6757. I'd appreciate it. They would, too, if you told them that Bill Martinez said to get on the bus with us. And thank you very much for your partnership as well. Our conversation with Coach Collins continues. Coach, we're talking about, Donald Trump and what he's done. I thought it was quite provocative for him to, poke one Bernie Sanders a little bit and kind of just lay the seed out there of possibly going third party. What do you think?
Yeah, well, the brilliance of the Trump operation is beginning to shine through because that's the Democrats' soft underbelly. They know that the polls showing that much of Bernie Sanders' support, maybe as much as a quarter or a third, will stay home if he's not the nominee. They know that these polls they're too frequent and too well done to be outliers. So what they're doing is playing off it, and I think it's brilliant.
Well, their future is pretty well defined. I mean, they can already figure out what their favorite couch is and what video game they want to get to. And I mean this with all due respect, because, they're going to check out. I mean, they're riding the wave right now, but that wave is already starting to dwindle and dissipate, Coach. And they're going to be disenfranchised. So it's up to the Republican Party or anybody else. But I don't see... As Marco Rubio referred to her as old Hillary, picking up the momentum of one Bernie Sanders of these millennials.
Yeah, I agree. It's not going to happen. And when their guy does not get the nomination, in their mind, it will solidify their charge that it's fixed and it's rigged, and I don't want any part of that, man. That me. When's that election? On Wednesday? I'm not showing up.
That's right. And the thing is, what people are failing to realize is Donald Trump, you know, say, well, he's making a lot about nothing, about it being fixed and all that. He's agitating. He is scratching an itch that probably wasn't there before, but all of a sudden people are scratching all over the country and saying, this seems rigged, you know, what is this game? Even though, you know, the Republican Party or Democrats can say, hey, this has been baked in the cake a long time ago. This was set up to favor certain people. This happens at the local level. But when you look at it, you know, what Donald Trump has created is a level of dissatisfaction with the system that, again, reinforces that he, in fact, is an outsider, Coach.
Sure. And I think the best remark in regard to that that I heard, it is simple but so cutting and so telling. Ben Carson said, hey, the Jim Crow laws were all legal. And they were all on the books, too.
Yes, exactly. That's a great line. And it brings it to point here. And the challenge that Donald Trump has, I see, Coach, is that he's got to build some bridges real quick. And he might be able to do it because he's got enough charm, he's got enough money. But he's got to build some bridges into these arenas, into these interest groups, whether it's Hispanics or whoever, the millennials, so that he's got a bit of a relationship, and also that he's got that infrastructure that will take him along, you know, take him, you know, to the finish line. Manafort is there, but Manafort is only one person. He has got to ignite and activate a local base. He's got to realize that, hey, he may not be beholden, but he needs people on the team, and he's going to lead lots of numbers of people very quickly, because we're not that far away to where you hear the gun blast and say, okay, start them up, get your engines going, the national campaign is off and rolling.
I have every confidence that he will. He's too smart. He's surrounded by people that are too smart to leave that on the table. They'll think that up too.
Well, you know, Coach, I got to tell you, I hope so. The only reason that I bring this up is that a month or so ago, there were some chinks in the armor, and there were things that, you know, he's on a learning curve. And with learning curves, as you know, you get expenses. I call it the learning curve expense that, gets calculated into the system. And, and he's running against time here, and he's got to move fast. And, yes, this guy operates, what, on 3 hours sleep on a good day or something? I mean, you know, he is the consummate worker, and he is very focused on this. And, I hope that he's got the people right there for him, you know, to be able to, you know, take it all the way.
In spite of all these faux pas and mistakes, he's still at 996 delegates now and cruising in, pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even going to need California. Really, he'll need to pick up like 15 in California, but he'll pick up 150. He'll be at 1,400 when the time comes.
Right. Well, what did you make of John Boehner's, intervention into this whole deal? I mean, it just was more, I mean, you talk about a lot to do about nothing. I mean, him coming in and talking and saying Cruz is Lucifer. And, of course, Cruz, you know, battles back and says, well, I don't even know the guy. I mean, other than, a basic salutation of, hi, Mr. Speaker. You know, it's not like they ever played golf or went out and, you know, shared a churro together or anything.
I'm going to be very blunt here. This is drunk talk.
Mm, yeah. Wow.
This type of... I spent many years in the helping professions, and I know drunks. And this is the type of remark that a chronic alcoholic, which I think John Boehner is, makes. Because it's self-aggrandizing. Hey, I'm going to give you a little insight. I'm going to show how important I am, and I'm going to put somebody else down. That's what's going on there. And of course, because his brain is fried from alcohol, I don't even think he realized that saying that he might as well have been on ABC World News with David Muir and say that.
Yeah.
Because going to get out.
It was bizarre. There's no doubt about it. Coach, we talked about Trump's tsunami busting out of the East Coast, out of New York, and going across the country. Goes to California. Thousands are there to welcome him. And, of course, there were some protests there. People that, you know, anti-Trumpsters that, you know, take exception to his immigration policy. But we were talking with, you know, Bruce Thatcher, an immigration expert, and he likes Trump's straight-up reasonable immigration policy that he wants to promote. But, you know, clearly there's some misunderstanding with, you know, a lot. In this case, you know, there was no churro love coming out of California. There were lots of protests and arrests after a Trump rally there in California. So, you know, again, these are some of the bridges potentially that I think that Donald Trump, you know, can avail himself to.
Well, things like that only remind the right people of what the problem is. And, you know, like this morning, I tweeted, "Mr. Trump, build that wall."
Yes,
people are hearing that too. When you see protesters beating up people, and there was one guy with a face as a bloody pulp, broken police cars, "F Trump" written on police cars, and waving a Mexican flag. I'm sorry for the violence, and I'm very sorry for the guy that got beat up, but that's ready-made. Trump couldn't buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't buy that. That's him over the top in California.
Well, but the issue is, again, we still have to resolve this problem. We've had the immigration crisis that's been going on for a long time. The president, including, will admit that it's broken, but it's like, okay, what are you doing about it? You know, this is something, you know, that has gotten to the point that it is it's demanding, you know, comprehensive reform, Coach. I think the most immediate thing we could do is, why don't we just, you know, exercise the laws that are in place right now, you know, for immigration? Because what Trump looks at, and I like what Bruce Thatcher had to say, is that, you know, Hillary Clinton's, you know, perspective was all about the immigrant. Okay. All about helping immigrants and immigrant families. Excuse me. And I understand that compassion. But what about the people that are here already, the legal immigrants, the rest of the citizens that are being compromised as a result of this broken system and all this illegality that's going on? You know, what is that doing to the culture? Whereas Trump and his solution addresses that to where it could potentially be win-win. Hillary's, it's not win-win, it's win-lose, her proposal on immigration. So we're going to have to see how that plays out. And Donald Trump's got to find a way to, you know, I think, enunciate that and make it clear for people, because he's not a politician. He only gives it straight up, Coach. And I think that's why he's being so well received. Coach Kevin Collins on Bill Martinez. Go to his new website, Coach. I'll give it to you.
TheCoachesTeam.com.
TheCoachesTeam.com. Thank you very much, Coach. Appreciate it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.